this next story suggests how hard it can be to avoid racial discrimination. The story comes from a new survey of Americans of all races and ethnicities. It's being released this morning by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. And it finds that a majority of people of all races, including white people, report that their group is discriminated against. This morning, we focus on one particular finding. Money may not shield people from bigotry. The survey included African Americans, and it found that more prosperous Black Americans, those making more than $75,000 a year, report more negative experiences than people who make less. NPR's Brakton Booker reports.
Philip Thompson is 55 years old and lives in an exclusive gated community with a golf course in one of the wealthiest exurbs of Washington, D.C.
How you doing?
I'm all right, bro. How you doing?
Come on in.
Once inside, he gives me a tour of his home. African art decorates the walls. Framed pictures of his kids hang in the entrance and...
Of course, American flag. My wife and I both military. This is my wife's what they call shadow box. When you retire from the Air Force, they made her a nice shadow box with all her medals and ribbons and ranks.
Thompson is a retired lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps, a Gulf War veteran, and a lawyer with his own practice. He's also the president of his local NAACP chapter. But when Thompson moved to this Leesburg, Virginia neighborhood 12 years ago, he says many of his mostly white neighbors made assumptions about how he could afford this house.
You couldn't have got here on your guile, on your knowledge, on being capable. I had to be a football player.
Well, he found that assumption deeply offensive.
So I just played to it and said, nah, I'm a rapper or I'm a pimp. I'm a retired pimp. I'm going to play to your stereotypes because then it makes you look even stupider.
Thompson's wife, Tanja, is a former senior master sergeant in the Air Force and now works as a mediator for the federal government. She says discrimination plays out in subtle ways.
Even living here in a gated community, there's definitely racism. And you see it walking down the street. You see people and you see them maybe in a professional setting, but when you see them out on the street, they turn the other direction. And then too, they wonder, why are you here? Or how did you get here?
A new NPR poll finds a little more than half of all Black respondents say they have been on the receiving end of negative comments. But that figure jumps to 73% for African Americans making $75,000 and up. Tanja has her theories about why.
When you make 75 or more, 100,000, you're dealing with more educated individuals and probably more so people who don't look like you.
Algernon Austin is the author of America is Not Post-Racial.
I think what sometimes people miss is what are the comparisons?
Austin, who is an economist, points out that, yes, college-educated and high-earning Black folks are in many ways more likely to be better off than Black people who earn less. But Austin, who did not work on NPR's poll, says there is overwhelming data showing that when comparing educated and high-earning Blacks to their white counterparts,
the college-educated whites are going to have significantly more wealth. They're much less likely to be unemployed. They're moving further in terms of their careers. So in that comparison, African Americans see, you know, that reinforces the sense of inequality in American society.
It's a sense shared by Philip Thompson.
I probably should be in a better position.
Thompson believes if he were a white man, he'd be wealthier and more successful. Brakton Booker, NPR News.